You're listening to SBS News.
Amnesty International has released a major human rights report in Jerusalem, saying it expects the findings will shock and disturb. The London-based human rights advocate, which claims to have 10 million members worldwide, has alleged the laws and practices of Israel's government regarding Palestinians amount to apartheid, a crime against humanity under international law. Secretary General Agnes Callamer delivered her organisation's blunt assessment.
Amnesty International is here today to call on the authorities of Israel to put an end to the system of apartheid it is maintaining against all Palestinians living under their effective control, whether in Israel itself, in the OPT, or as refugees in other countries.
The report was rejected by Israel's government before it was even made public. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid released this video statement one day before Amnesty's press conference.
In the past, Amnesty was a respected organization. Not anymore. Today it is precisely the opposite. It isn't a human rights organization, but just another radical organization which echoes propaganda without seriously checking the facts. Instead of seeking the truth, Amnesty echoes the same lies shared by terrorist organizations.
The Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court defines apartheid as inhuman acts committed in the context of an institutionalized regime of systemic oppression and domination by one racial group over any other racial group, and committed with the intention of maintaining that regime. The term stems from the policies of segregation and discrimination enforced by the white South African government on the majority African population for more than 40 years in the 20th century. Amnesty now accuses Israel of enforcing a similar system of oppression upon Palestinians wherever it has control over their rights. Just over 20% of Israel's population is Arab, with 2.9 million Palestinians living in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, while another 1.9 million Palestinians live in the Gaza Strip. Officially, all Israeli citizens are treated equally, but Amnesty believes that not to be the case. It claims Palestinians have been considered and treated as an inferior non-Jewish racial group by the government. The report cites as examples restrictions of movement in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, underinvestment in Palestinian communities, and the displacement of communities and destruction of homes. Amnesty describes what it calls the territorial fragmentation of Palestinians in the country as a foundational element of the regime of oppression. The report also details examples of forcible transfer, torture, and unlawful killings in the country, which Amnesty says Israel permits to maintain this system. Secretary General Callamer says there is no justification for these acts.
It is the cruelty of the system, the intricate, evolving administration of control, dispossession and inequality, the incredible, detailed bureaucratization upon which that system is predicated, its sheer banality, and at times absurdity, that has taken my breath away.
In refuting Amnesty's report, Israel's Foreign Minister Yair Lapid admits Israel isn't perfect, but he says the nation is the only democracy in the Middle East and has long committed to international law, is open to criticism, has a free press, and a strong and independent judicial system which represents Arabs as well as ethnic Jews. He claims the nation has been singled out, pointing to atrocities committed by neighbouring Middle Eastern states.
I hate to use the argument that if Israel wasn't a Jewish state, no one at Amnesty would dare make such a claim against it. But in this case, there's simply no other explanation.
Other Jewish groups have also voiced their opposition to the report, describing it as anti-Semitic and saying it ignores violence, incitement and acts of terror committed by Palestinians. Ms. Callamer rejects those claims.
We recognize the state of Israel. We oppose, denounce anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic acts the world over. But we defend our right and the right of anyone else to critique impartially and against international human rights law Israel's treatment of the Palestinian. That, dear friends, is not anti-Semitism.
Palestinian Authority spokesperson Ibrahim Milhim has praised Amnesty's findings.
Amnesty International's report is one of the most just human rights reports for the Palestinian people, and one of the most daring in monitoring the racist, brutal system that the Palestinian people are subjected to. The report monitored all the detailed features of the apartheid system that surpasses the apartheid system in South Africa.
The Palestinian Foreign Ministry is now calling on the United Nations to consider the evidence and hold Israel accountable. But it's unlikely the international community will be persuaded. United States State Department spokesperson Ned Price rejects Amnesty's assessment.
We reject the view that Israel's actions constitute apartheid. The department's own reports have never used such terminology. We are committed to promoting respect for human rights in Israel, in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. When speaking about Israel, one other point here. We think that it is important, as the world's only Jewish state, that the Jewish people must not be denied their right to self-determination, and we must ensure there isn't a double standard being applied.
Australia, too, is standing by what Prime Minister Scott Morrison describes as a close ally.
Australia has been one of the closest and strongest friends of Israel, of any nation in the world other than the United States, and we continue to be a very strong friend of Israel. No country is perfect, and there are criticisms made of all countries, but I can assure you that Australia and my government in particular will remain a staunch friend of Israel.
Amnesty is not the first group to accuse Israel's government of policies of apartheid. The claim was also levelled by Human Rights Watch in April 2021. Then, too, Israel's government rejected the findings. Naveen Razik, SBS News.